This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
You know who's also awesome? Steve Calabro, baby. General manager here at Hialeah Park. Yeah. Are you giving away umbrellas today? Wait a minute. Hold on. There we go.
Umbrellas today? No.
Yeah, I don't know. It might rain.
That's been the case for about 4 months now. I drive in the rain all the time. To and from. Mostly going home. Seems like mostly going home. The turnpike is just wet. Yeah. Been wet for about 4 months. Is the rainy season over? I mean, this rainy season, the Floridians always tell me, oh, it's the rainy season. It seems like it's the rainy season for a long time.
Till like July, and then August is when it really dries up, and then we're...
Yeah, the golf courses turn brown, and now they're beautiful.
Right.
Between chemicals and water, it's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
They look great.
They're phenomenal.
Hey, I got something for you. I come here for knowledge.
But what about behind us?
I should have started.
Nice job with that. There we go.
Does that look nice.
Huh?
Look at that. Hialeah Park partnering with Big O. I mean, it's just like, this is a partnership.
It's beautiful.
This is a beautiful partnership.
Beautiful thing.
It's like Miami Interplay going with Messi.
There you go.
That's it.
You're Messi.
I'm not Messi. You're Messi, not me. I'm not Messi. Messi, he turned down $400 million.
Yeah, like he's going to make more on this side because
he's got Apple TV.
He gets a percentage of Apple
and Adidas.
Put it this way, their Twitter page got like 2 million followers overnight. Their Instagram page picked up
a
couple of million. The tickets are going through the roof now.
On the June 12th game,
you
could get a ticket for $40 to $55.
Right.
There's a July game. The game they think he'll play, starting at $495.
I know.
Now, you kind of jumped ahead on me on this one. But I'm glad you did. As you brought it up, I didn't bring it up. I was going to bring it up. It's getting out of hand. I like Messi coming here. That's great. It's fantastic. Oh, my God.
Did you try to go see Bruce Springsteen?
Okay, entertainment is also bad. It's so funny you said that. I was talking to some people before I came over, and they were like, oh, well, entertainment's expensive, too. Sebastian Maniscalco, I love him.
I love him.
He's fantastic,
he's
right?
He's awesome.
I haven't seen the movie yet. I haven't seen the movie, but
I see his stand-ups are freaking awesome.
So Sebastian, basically, I went last night. It was like $225 a ticket, and I was not really close. You know, I was like, you know, I think there's a boy, he looks a little smaller. Well, you're in the nosebleed, so of course he looks smaller. But, I mean, okay, but let's stay with sports. Sports is out of control. Last year,
so are the salaries.
I know something has to be done. We have to.
He turned down $400 million.
No,
where's that money going to come from?
It's out of control. Last year, I went to the Jets game against the Dolphins in New York. Number one, well, you know, big market, right?
Yeah, full of fire.
I got tickets on StubHub or something. My son did it for me. My stepson did it for me. And we got, you know, it cost about $1,000. It was like $900 with tickets and $100 with the fees, which is another argument.
Yeah, the fees.
Can somebody just stand up for the regular fan? But anyway.
By the way, The Cure did that. I'm going to go see The Cure in Atlanta this month at the end. I'm going to go for 2 days. And Robert Smith threatened to pull the tour off of Ticketmaster.
Good.
They didn't lower the fees.
Good.
And they gave all of us like a $30 break in each ticket.
I think I'm gonna go.
So like when they come here in Miami, I save myself $100, just me, my wife, and my daughter.
You know what? That makes me feel good. I'm gonna download his music. I'm gonna buy his music because he's
the
doing
Cure
something.
Is awesome.
The Cure, because that's. He's doing the right thing. Now, I just give you my experience. Last year, $1,000 to go see it. This year, we're thinking about going to see the Dolphins versus the Eagles. My son lives in Philadelphia. Why not go, right? I'm looking on for the tickets. It's going to cost like $1,600, $1,700 for four tickets.
Why don't you just stay in Miami and just get them cheaper? Have your son fly down.
Because
I know he's an Eagles fan.
No, it's the Eagles are playing the Dolphins. It happens once every eight years in Philadelphia. You go there, you eat cheesesteak. You know, you have soft pretzels. Yeah, have you done
it? Well, do all of that except watch it at a bar.
No.
Save yourself a crap ton of money.
First of all, you're not going to get a good cheesesteak in South Florida, okay?
No, I'm saying in Philly. eat the cheesesteak, everything.
Oh, fly to Philly, eat the cheesesteak.
Yeah, and then just go to a house or a bar and watch the game and screw it.
It's so funny you said it. That's my point. It's almost getting to the point. Just buy yourself. Everybody should buy an 85-inch TV or a 65-inch TV, whatever you can afford, and just not go to the games because it's out of control.
I do that all the time.
It's out of control. I mean,
it's actually better to watch it on television.
And you get more information. I'll tell you, the whole game.
You have your own bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a lot of positives to it. It's kind of overrated going
back,
to games.
You can go back 10 minutes if you missed something. You know, it's kind of nice. You know, like I went to BJ's. You know, the whole Costco BJ's. I bought a TV. It's nice. It's 85-inch Sony. 85-inch Sony.
I would never leave home.
It was $14.99. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right.
But you want to know something? I'm going to go to one game, potentially, in Philadelphia for more.
Yeah.
So maybe I could buy a TV every week. You know what I mean? So it's getting out of control.
I know.
And you know.
I don't blame people. Doesn't make you less of a. I tell this all the time. We've talked about this all the time. You know, sometimes we have this, some of us as sports fans, we have this attitude because we're season ticket holders, we're better fans than the guy that doesn't go to the games. No, dude,
no way.
You just can afford it more than the other guy, but the other guy wants to watch it at home or wants to watch it at a bar, you're all the same fan. There's no difference. You know what I mean? It's just economically, some of us can afford it and others can't, but bottom line, nowadays, the experience at home to watch a game is the best it's ever been.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
But isn't it? But don't you remember? Don't you remember, like, at least I remember, like, my uncle took me to my first NFL game. He took me to my first baseball game, and there was his son and my son and him and his wife, and we went there, and I can remember it like it was yesterday, and it probably cost him, like, you know, maybe 10, 15 bucks a ticket. That same experience Miami, which is a really bad baseball team, okay? The Marlins are not really that good, right?
Actually, they're the number one wild card team.
Okay, all right.
They're 7 games over 500, bro.
Okay. They're half a game behind the Dodgers.
Right? Okay, but they're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're number two behind the Dodgers.
I'll give you a note on that.
$300 million payroll Dodgers, by the way.
But my point is that that $50 experience now costs about $750 because the hot dog is $18.
A dollar in 1911 was a dollar.
No. I'm talking 1970.
Listen to me. A dollar in 1911 was a dollar. That same dollar now is $6.64.
And that means the tickets for the Marlins going up more than that.
Yeah. So
from 1911.
What you bought in 1911 for a buck cost you $6.64.
Yeah, but I'm buying tickets in 1975, not 1911.
But it shows you how much inflation has gone up how less the dollar buys.
That's why
I keep telling you Bitcoin. Because that one goes up, the dollar goes down. You buy less with Bitcoin. I mean, with the dollar, with Bitcoin, you buy more eggs. A lot more eggs.
Well, I'm gonna add to your Bitcoin thing. So I have had the fortunateness to go. My wife and I, we go to Europe, and we went to Europe, and what happened was, we went about 8 years ago, and when the American dollar was worth $1.40. So $1.40, you know, it's like, you know, like if you took out an American dollar bill, it's like, oh yeah, I'll take the dollar bill. I'll take a American $5 bill versus a Euro 5. This is right. eight, 9 years ago. We went 3 weeks ago. We went on a cruise. we went. My wife speaks Italian. We went to Naples and Sorrento. My mother's from Sorrento and blah blah blah. We went to Croatia, very cool country. Montenegro.
I've heard good shit about Croatia.
Montenegro was cooler than Croatia, but Croatia's cool. But so really cool. The dollar, 81 cents.
I know.
It used to be $1.40. Now it's 81 cents.
I know.
Like you take out a $5 American bill, you're like, nah, do you have any euro? We don't really want them. That's a sin.
I know that, dude. I'm trying to explain to people what the hell is going on
I'm going to connect the dots. We won't go anywhere political.
No, I know.
The last year and a half or 2 years, been pretty ugly.
I know.
Economically. I know. Economically, it's a sin. Yeah. Anyhow, that being said, this week, this Saturday, your viewers, can come here, or anybody tell people to come out, and when they see this broadcast, the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, baby.
Champion simulcast. And I've got a guy. You know, I have the Jersey guy for football.
Okay.
He's pretty good. I mean,
he does a pretty good job.
He's got some pretty good. Now, my horse racing guy is better.
Wow.
He's better. He's so better. Now, I text him, and I haven't got the answer yet. He might come back. Oh, here we go. Okay. Here's what I text him. So here's what I said. Who's your pick for the Belmont Stakes? Uh-oh. Oh, no, he won't tell me now. He's playing hard.
Oh.
I shouldn't even started this mess. He'll tell me a little later, but if I get it, I'll make sure that throughout this broadcast we produce it. But it's a great experience here at Champions, and believe me, it's going to be a nice experience. It's going to be affordable. You know, a lot of the places in Broward County that show the track, you know, show the race, very expensive. Very expensive. Ours is affordable. You can come here, you can buy a carol, you know, the personalized carol for an affordable price. It's $5 or $10, something cheap. Our competitors are double that price.
Right.
So, and it's nicer here. It's actually nicer. TV screens all over.
Nobody's smoking in your face either.
Nobody's smoking in your face. And I just want everybody to know that this is the weekend. Now, it's unfortunate.
And by the way, they've got the loosest slots also in the state, like I tell you all the time. So while you're out here, you can eat some great food. You can play the slots. You can come up to the poker room. You can wager on any of the tracks in the country. And, of course, with the Belmont Stakes, you can take advantage of that. So there's, like, a lot of things to do while you're out here at Hialeah Park. Even walk outside the beautiful architecture. And the landscaping and everything.
We're like a best kept secret for a lot of people. Now, a lot of people have discovered us, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, you know, I'm talking to those guys and girls that are in Broward, or maybe down in
Monroe.
And
by the way, some of us older folks that maybe you came years ago, decades ago, and you haven't been back, and you should try it. You should give it a little shot. Come on out here. And I always tell you to walk around, check out the history of this place, which is just absolutely phenomenal, man.
And the poker action is unbelievable. You know, our poker is a little bit on fire the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And you know what it is?
And convenient. And by the way, they bring drinks right up to you. They got these little
food
tables.
Right up to you.
So if you want to have a sandwich or something and eat while you're there playing cards, you can do all of that, man. It's really convenient the way they do things. And games are being played on televisions all out. So if there are games being played, they'll put them up there and show you whatever's going on.
I'm looking right now, right? This table here has got a baseball game on, a football game on. I don't know what football game. It's the Niners.
It's a playoff game from a year ago.
It's
the NFL. It's the NFL show, and they're showing a highlight. That's what that is. That's what that is.
You know, but that's the kind of...
Hey, by the way, have we heard anything on sports gambling?
Zero.
Wow.
Zero. And it's bothering me. It's almost like the state government has lost interest. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, whatever, because they have to find – what has to happen is, well, the state government has lost interest, but really what has to happen is the court has to rule on the Seminole lawsuit. The Seminoles are the hub of the sports betting and some – it's so bad right now.
It's ridiculous.
So two paramutuals – actually really one paramutual sued the Seminoles. They no longer own that paramutual.
Right.
And they're still suing. It's almost like, you know, rich kids suing rich kids so you can't have the toy.
Right.
You know,
if
I can't have it, you can't have it. Or at least I'm going to make you have it a year later. Next year's birthday.
By the way, Chad is telling us now that the conversion is 93 cents now.
Okay, it's up 10 cents.
It went up a little bit.
But check in June.
Yeah, I know. It'll go down. But yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure it'll go back down again. Yeah,
you know what, though? 93 cents, that's the actual conversion.
Well, they just hit, Europe just hit kind of an inflation thing now. They have that, like, recession is officially set in.
Yeah, it was. Although I could tell you, Rome was as crowded as I've ever seen it in my life. Been there 5 times, and my wife's been there 10. I've never seen it more crowded.
Wow.
It was packed. Like, you know, the Trevi Fountain, you know, that's the place where you got
to
go.
Yeah, I know where it's at.
Blah, blah,
I've
blah,
been
right?
there.
Right, so I remember 10 years ago, I had to wait for somebody to walk by to give them my phone to take a picture, right? This time, I just said, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I got to get out. It's too crowded.
It's super crowded.
Yeah,
I know.
It seemed like it was like I was going to get, you know, I could easily have pickpocketed anybody I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, all the tourists are all walking with their heads, you know, up in the air, right?
Right.
And it was, and so I said, I don't want to get pickpocketed, so let me get the hell out of here. But it was really, really crowded, so, but it was nice. And Sorrento is where my mother's from.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's maiden name was Cafiro, as they say in Sorrento. And that, there's a baker and gelato place in Sorrento that is the baker for like the last six popes.
Wow.
He bakes the cake. He has his special, like, pope cake or something. I don't know. They got a pope mobile. They got a pope cake.
For sure. Why not?
My great grandfather's name was Antonio Cafiro. So every time I go there, I ask, like, hey, is Antonio around? He owns the bakery.
Okay.
But, you know, I think he's avoiding me because he probably thinks, like, his guy from America is coming to try to get some money from me or
something. Right, yeah.
I don't want any money. I just want to meet the guy. He might be related.
He wants a loan or something.
Yeah, this guy trying to...
No, you're not going to meet the Pope.
But I did have his cake. I did have his... Oh, he has a picture with Antonio Cafiro and what's the famous Italian movie star? Gorgeous.
Bellini, Monica.
No, the older one.
Is she Italian or is she?
Anyhow, there's pictures. He's the movie star baker. He's the Pope baker, and I think he's a distant relative, but he's avoiding me.
Bellucci, Monica Bellucci. No,
no. It was Sophia.
Oh, Loren.
Sophia Loren. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Sophia Loren.
Yeah. Sophia Loren. So you went a little deeper. Okay.
Yeah, he's a little older. Come on, I'm
okay,
older.
Okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
A little
okay,
older.
Okay.
But I just wanted this, you know. To share them, and I can only stay a couple minutes, but I can tell you, I was talking to some of my friends, and I hate to bring it up again, but they said Big O, new Gordy Lockbaum. This guy knows his sports. This guy knows his sports.
You should have been more impressed that I knew Gordy Lockbaum was in the same voting with Vinny Testaverde. That's what you should have been impressed with. That I remembered Gordy Lockbaum in the same voting year with Vinny Testaverde. That was the impressive
part.
You
know what? Afterwards, I was talking to my friend who was from the same town that Gordy's from, and he said that Gordy was in. He was a finalist two times.
Yeah, right.
That's what we read.
The first time was the one of the Vinny Testaverde year, and then the second time he climbed up.
Like,
it was five and third, right?
Yeah, second. Five and third.
He was fifth place with Vinny, and then third on the other one, which I forgot who it was that won.
And
then
front page.
Emmett Smith.
Front page of the Sports Illustrated. And they had Gordy Lockbaum on the front page, you know, spread.
Yeah,
and
he was a hell of a player.
The whole school, they put an old school helmet on him because he was an old school guy. Because he was
right, the leather helmet,
two-way starter.
Right.
Defense. He actually, you know, he was a All-American because of a defensive back.
Right.
He was a great running back, but he was running back and defensive back. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
But they were all impressed.
I remember the guy.
Now, you've won their hearts over in New Jersey. Like Big O is the man. He knows his sports.
And
you even know the answer to the trivia question. Who was Gordy Lockbaum's summer camp counselor in 1977?
That's a big one. That's where it all started.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
Without that summer school, he'd be a schmuck.
If he didn't have that summer camp experience,
no
he wouldn't
shot.
Have got into sports.
Nothing.
We wouldn't even be talking about
nothing.
It.
Heisman hype, nothing. Forget it.
That's the story we're sticking to.
It would have been, instead of Holy Cross, it would have been, holy shit, what happened to you?
What happened?
That's all.
Heisman finalist.
All right, so Belmont Stakes, come out here to Hialeah Park and wager your guts out and have some fun out here at Hialeah Park. When are we giving away another car?
We're going to the million. We're going right to the million. The cars.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're going to the million dollars. Yeah,
screw cars. Let's go to a million.
Yeah, we're giving the same. And look, I think you know you've done a fantastic job. We're going to have to somehow integrate this background.
This only cost us $999,000, actually.
No, but maybe we could put it behind the million or next to the million and then put your table. I want your table in front of the million-dollar display.
I want that, too.
You know, but
I want that, too. I'm bringing Eric Spoelstra with me since he's really David Copperfield because he makes everything look better than it is. So
he's
I'm gonna
doing
have
a
him,
job of this.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna have him come over, and then he's gonna make that stack of money look like a stack of money, but the stack of money will be with me instead. So,
yeah, I can tell you $1 million looks pretty good no matter how you stack it.
No matter how you stack
it. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good
But it'd be stacked better in my pockets.
It would be. You have a chance. You have a chance to win it just like all your viewers do. And they can tell.
I got it. Can I carry a million?
I don't think you can fit a million. No. Because it's not all big denominations. We're going all every denomination.
Well, kind of.
You're going to need his backpack, too.
It's like that game. You know, you give me a certain amount of time to fill the bag. And
whatever you get, you get.
Whatever you get, you get. And I'm good with that, too, by the way.
Maybe at the end of the promo, we have to empty it. Maybe we can do something, yeah.
Yeah, empty it into my bank account. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do.
See a million, win a million. Starts August 1st. It's going to be a hot one.
All right, Steve.
Take care, boss.
Brother.
Have a good one.
Steve Calabro, baby. Always getting it done.
Lower the price of tickets.
Yes. Yeah. God. And concerts. That's what I need big time. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you immensely.